Revelation Revealed. My commentary on the book of Revelation. Part 1. My story. My story begins probably around the age of 5 or 6 years old, when I used to hear my grandmother asking me, "Stevie, are you ready for the Battle of Armageddon?" Well, I could tell by the tone of her voice and a few things that she'd said about the Battle of Armageddon that it was one very scary event. Why she would want to scare me, a six-year-old boy, with such talk, well, it is beyond me, but it was a scary notion to think that I might not be ready for the end of this age and the most horrific battle ever fought. So, when it comes to the return of Jesus and all that is associated with his return, I began to know about this at a very early age. Now, my father became a Christian around the same time my grandmother began to talk to me about the Battle of Armageddon. One of my father's favorite topics, just like his mother, was the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he added to his mother's Battle of Armageddon such things as the thousand-year rule of Christ, the Great Tribulation, a pre-tribulation rapture, among other things. So not only did I hear the return of Christ from my grandmother, but it was a topic of conversation that my dad often spoke about, both while I was growing up and as an adult. As you will see later, one of his favorite Bible teachers that he listened to, watched on TV, was Jack Van Impe. And from Jack Van Impe and a couple others, my father learned his theology concerning the end times. I also heard about the second coming of Jesus from the Free Methodist Church ministers in which I grew up in. They would often speak about the return of Jesus, especially in the context of an altar call. They would make the appeal to get you to come to the altar, and part of the appeal was this: you never know. Jesus could return this very night, and if you missed his return, you would burn in hell's fire forever. So again, the return of Jesus was presented in a very scary light, at least in these altar calls. So while I was growing up as a young person, I had received input concerning the return of Jesus from my grandmother, from my father, and from the church in which I grew up in. By the time I reached 18 years old, I began to take the Bible very seriously, which included such issues as the return of Jesus to this planet. One of the first books that I read, which most people did read in the early 1970s, was The Late Great Planet Earth. So I just knew that Jesus would return by 1975. I was so sure that one day my friend and I went to a local music store. I bought 2 stereo speakers. They were worth about $120 a piece. I told my friend and others as well that this was the last major purchase of my life, because Jesus would return probably by 1975, and therefore I wouldn't really need to buy anything more expensive than these to stereo speakers. Well, I've bought many things since, including a house, many vehicles, and furniture, and other such things. It's obvious Jesus did not come back by the year 1975. Now, after that, I was influenced by a number of people. Two of my most favorite Bible teachers, one, Derek Prince, two, Malcolm Smith. Derek Prince believed much like my dad. Part of his end-time theology grew around the importance of Israel. He believed that Israel was the centerpiece of end-time theology. On the other hand, Malcolm Smith, my other favorite teacher, he was a replacement theologian. He did not believe that Israel had any prophetic significance in the eyes of God any longer. He believed the church has replaced Israel in prophetic history. So this was a bit confusing to me, but it was part of my prophetic path. I bounced between Derek Prince, his thinking, and Malcolm Smith, and his thinking. Along the way, I encountered Maxwell White. He was a pastor in Toronto. He had a deliverance ministry. I read his book, and he believed that the book of Revelation was in the process of being fulfilled during the last 2,000 years. And this view is called the historic view, or the historicist view. I adopted that view as my view because he sounded pretty convincing. Along the way, I read a couple other books, one of which was The Late Great Pre-Tribulation Rapture, and the other, The Unbelievable Pre-Tribulation Rapture. Both of those books convinced me that there was no such thing as a pre-tribulation rapture. Or at least, that's what I thought back in the late 1970s.